And now, back to Jimmy Allen and his air adventures. Jimmy and Speed Robertson have incurred the hatred of the Benders, father and son. The boys have discovered the reason for Rip Bender's great desire to buy the Croft Ranch. The precious gold of the Chihuahua treasure, buried in the mountains on the Croft property. In the last episode, Rip Bender's scheme to do away with the boys took form, and he assured his father that the plan would be successful. It is now early morning. Jimmy and Speed are about to take off to fly over the mountains in search for landmarks as shown on the map of the treasure. Flash Lewis is working around the airplane as the boys approach.
Well, Flash, you have our bus all set to go?
Yes, she's all cleaned up, and I just got through checking over the engine.
Yeah, that's fine. We may have to do a lot of flying today.
Oh, gee, Flash, today's the day. We're all set to look for our cave.
Sure wish I could go with you guys.
I know, Flash. We can't leave Mrs. Croft and Barbara alone with these Benders.
Yeah, I know. I don't trust them a bit more than you do. I'll stick around here, all right, but I'd sure like to help you hunt that cave.
It's not going to be so easy at that, Flash. We didn't have a bit of luck yesterday.
I know the sky is still overcast, but the clouds are much higher this morning. Hey, look over there, Jim. You can see El Capitan Peak and the whole range.
That's going to be something. Believe me, I was plenty busy yesterday trying to keep under the clouds and dodge those canyons, too.
Tell you what we'll do. We'll take a swing around the mesa, then locate Ortiz and go over the treasure map with him. We'll fly over the Croft Ranch House, make a few circles of it. Ortiz will probably signal somewhere or other.
Well, I hope he's out there. He may have got scared of the Benders and hiked for the border.
No, I don't think so. He's not going to leave this country with a fortune buried in the hills right next to him.
He may figure his life is worth more than all the Spanish gold in the world, though.
Yeah, sure, you can't blame him for that. On the other hand, Jim, that's a wild country around the Croft Ranch. There's 1,000 places to hide out, and believe me, he's on his guard. I don't think the Benders are even going to get near him.
Well, it won't take long to find out, Speed. Shall we go?
Yeah, I'm all ready. Well, hello. Here comes Rip Bender and his old man. I wonder what they want.
Uh-oh. When you see them, look out for trouble. They look kind of sour, too.
Lay here, Lewis. I want to have a talk with you.
Yeah, come over here, Flash. I reckon you and my old man has got a little matter to talk over.
Well, yeah? What's on your mind?
Now, look here, Mr. Lewis. I don't mind having you and your two friends down here, but I don't want to catch you taking anything out of our storeroom.
Doing what?
You heard what I said. I don't want you to be taking any stuff out of our storeroom.
Say, what are you talking about, Bender?
You know what he's talking about, Lewis. We don't want no stealing around here.
Stealing? Stealing? Say, what's the idea? What are you trying to give me anyway?
Flash, Lewis, stealing? What are you talking about, Mr. Bender?
He knows what I'm talking about. What about them shotgun shells you took out of our storeroom?
Shotgun shells?
Yeah.
Out of your storeroom? Say, what kind of a joke is this?
Yeah, let us all in on it, Bender. We'll laugh with you.
Now, look here, boys. This ain't no laughing matter. Flash Lewis took some shells out of our storeroom to use in a shotgun. And that kind of stuff don't go around here.
Why, Mr. Bender, you can't be serious about this. That's ridiculous. Flash didn't take any shells or anything else.
Well, I'll say I didn't. And what's more, Bender, I'm going to tell
you
something.
Now, wait a minute, Flash. Wait a minute. Just tell us, Mr. Bender, what you're talking about.
Flash Lewis a thief? You must be out of your head, Mr. Bender.
I ain't no such thing. I reckon I know what I'm doing and what I'm talking about.
Well, explain yourself, then. That's rather a dangerous thing to come out here and accuse a man of stealing.
Well, he done it. I know he done it.
Why, you all dried up...
Now, take it easy, Flash. Now, Mr. Bender, tell us what you mean.
Well, I had 2 boxes of 10-gauge shells in that back room that we used for storing odd things. And they ain't there now. And this morning, I seen Lewis here cleaning his gun and opening a box of shells.
Well, what of it? We brought 2 shotguns down with us and some shells, too.
Yeah, and if you say I
took... Now, hold it, Flash. What kind of shells are missing, Bender?
Oh, well, there was a... they were 10-gauge shells. I just forget what make.
Oh, yeah? Well, what would I be doing with 10-gauge shells?
Well, we don't even have a 10-gauge shotgun with us, Bender.
And even if we did, Flash wouldn't take your shells.
Yeah, I'll say I wouldn't, you dried-up shrimp. I have a good mind to knock you...
Look out there now. Don't you make no pass at me.
Hey. Now, wait a minute, Flash. Here, back away. And you, Bender, you keep your mouth shut.
I ain't gonna let no guy accuse me of stealing.
Hey, what's going on? You must be mistaken, Paul.
Well, that looked mighty funny to me.
No, Paul, you must be wrong. Didn't you hear Flash say he ain't got a 10-gauge gun?
Your father spoke out of turn, I think, Rip. He should have known better than to think Flash Lewis would do anything like that.
Sure, the old man just lost his head. He knows better than that.
Well, maybe so. We'll just forget it, Mr. Lewis, and let bygones be bygones.
Sure, just forget it.
Well, okay. But I ain't gonna let no man call me a thief.
I don't blame you for that. Hey, Flash, before I forget it, go over in my room and give that letter to Benito. He's going to town this morning, and I want him to mail it.
Okay, Speed. I'll see you when you get back.
I didn't mean no harm to Lewis. I hope he ain't sore at me.
I don't think he liked it very much, Mr. Bender. Any more than you would if someone accused you of stealing.
All is forget all about it. You hunt a Flash later and apologize to him, Paul. Tell him you're sorry you said anything at all.
Oh, sure, Will. I ain't no man to carry a grudge.
Yeah, that's the stuff. Well, Jimmy, let's get going. Hop in that crate and start her up.
Yes, sir. That suits me.
Where you boys heading for this morning?
Oh, we're taking a swing over west of here. We find a likely spot, we may sit down and do a little hunting.
Well, I hope you find something to shoot at.
Pass along. We'll see y'all later.
Goodbye. Did you get her on all right, Rip?
I'll say I did. Everything went just as we planned it.
Well, I done just as you said. They all got right excited, too.
That was a good one. Telling Flash he stole them shells. Them guys took it hook, line, and sinker, and they'll never know what happened.
Are you sure that their bomb will work all right?
There ain't a chance of it missing. I got all the dope from Ace, and that fella's had experience. He says all you have to do is set them at a certain time, and before you know it, it's all over.
Are we far enough west, Speed?
I think so, Jimmy. There's El Capitan over there and the hidden mesa north of it. Now, Saddle Canyon should be right along in here.
At least we don't have the clouds to bother us today. That's going to help some.
Yeah, that cirrus stratus must be around 15,000 feet. That's plenty high enough to be out of our way.
Have you seen any signs of Ortiz?
No. I've been watching the ground pretty close. We'll fly around this area a while longer, and if I can't spot Saddle Canyon, then we'll fly down around the Croft Ranch House and try to locate Ortiz.
Well, you watch over the right side for the canyon, and I'll study the ground on this side. Between us, we may have some luck.
That's a good idea, kid. Hey, be on the lookout for 3 cedar trees and a line. If we can't spot the canyon, we may locate the trees.
There sure are a lot of trees on the slopes of these mountains.
Yeah, I know. It's not going to be too easy to find.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to make a sharp bank so I can get a better look at the ground. There's a strange-shaped canyon right under us.
Now go ahead.
You see that funny-shaped canyon down there, Speed? See, it's about midway between the mountain peak and Hidden Mesa.
Yeah, it might be at that. It's pretty hard to tell from this angle, but it's about the right location.
Further east, I can see a creek that swings down.
I'll mark that spot on this map of the Croft property. I'll take a look at it with my field glasses after we land.
And even further east, I see another canyon that looks sort of funny. Hey, well, I'll be hanged. What's that hanging down on our landing gear? Say, Speed, what is that?
What do you mean, Jim? I don't see anything.
Well, look, it's hanging from the landing gear on the left side here. Looks like a box or something square.
I can't see anything from where I sit.
Well, I sure can't understand that. It's a box, all right. That's what it is. Tied to our landing gear right under the fuselage.
Wait a second, Jim, while I lean over and have a good look. Oh, maybe nothing but some weeds we picked up on our takeoff. Let's see now.
Do you see it, Speed?
Well, I'll say I do. I never saw anything like that on an airplane before.
What do you think it is?
I have no idea.
It certainly wasn't on the ship when we first came out of it, because I looked it over myself.
Oh, why, sure. Flash just spent an hour cleaning it up and working on the engine. He'd have noticed a big thing like that.
How do you suppose it got there?
I wish I knew. Hey, kid, I don't like the looks of this. I'm going to crawl out on the wing and have a closer look.
Well, all right. I'll hold the ship steady.
That's the idea. Now fly in a straight line at about half throttle.
Is that better?
Yeah. And a steady now. There we go. Now, I'll get this other foot out.
Oh, gee, be careful, Speed. Don't slip.
Ah, there we are. I'm going to lay down on the wing, Jim, so I can get a close look at it. Now hold the ship as steady as you can.
I'm watching it.
door now and I can see it.
Oh, great Scott, take it easy, Speed. A bad bump would throw you off this wing.
I'm all right. Don't worry about me.
Can you see it now? Can you see it?
It's a square wooden box tied to the landing gear strut. Here. Wait till I get hold of it. There now. Oh, what in the name of St. Andrew? What a... Great guns, Jimmy. It's a time bomb.
It's what, Speed?
It's a time bomb. It's set to explode at 8:30.
Oh, gosh, Speed. It's about 8:30 now.
Right, quick, Jimmy. Give me a knife or something. Anything to cut this rope.
Gee, I don't have a knife, Speed.
Now, we better bail out, then. Come on, get out of that ship.
Wait a minute. Here's a hand axe, Speed, strapped in the cockpit. Will it do?
Well, give me that axe, Jim, quick.
Here it is, Speed. Hurry, fella, hurry.
Come on. Come on. Ah, this is tough rope.
Can you make it, Speed?
I don't know, kid. Look out.
So, this is the cunning and deadly scheme conceived by Rip Bender. What will happen to Jimmy and Speed? Don't miss the next episode of The Air Adventures of Jimmy Allen.